Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Churchill Borough Council continuing public hearings last night regarding Amazon's proposal. Now, a lot of people say this is a slam dunk. It should be a no-brainer. It should have everything figured out by now. But there's a process that you have to go through. And we figured, you know what, there's no better person to just give it to us straight, tell us what's going on, the good, the bad, the ugly, the warts and all, and how close we are to losing this project than somebody who's represented that region for a long time. State Senator, District 43, Jay Costa joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Kevin. Happy to be with you.
Now, this seems like, from somebody from the outside, when you drive through that section of town, you realize the momentum in our region is in the North Hills, maybe in the West Hills, too. That section, the East Hills, needs a win. They need something to hang their hat on, especially since the Westinghouse property has been sitting idle for so long. How important is this project, the Amazon project, to that side of town?
Well, Kevin, I think you're right. I think for a number of years, we've been working with local officials here to draw attention to the opportunities, the business opportunities for so many folks here in the Eastern Corridor. And we've met with county folks, we've met with state officials and the like to try to draw attention to this region. And this is an opportunity that has presented itself. There have been other recommendations for that site that have fallen through for a variety of reasons, but there's no question that this is probably the most significant and single largest project that has been recommended for this Eastern Corridor for a number of years. So it's an important project if it's done right and it meets the criteria for being able to be what they need it to be. That conversation is taking place, as you stated. It's going through the process now, and we'll take some time before this process is completed.
Now, if I was Amazon, this has dragged out for a long time, and it's cost them a lot of money. It's cost a lot of people a lot of time and effort and anxiety as well. How close, I mean, if you're an executive with Amazon, don't you just say, you know what, they don't want it, move it somewhere else. Put it in another state or put it in another section of that region, put it in the North Hills somewhere. How close are we to losing this opportunity?
I can't speak to the inner workings of Amazon and how close we are to losing. What I can tell you, there have been times over the course of the past 2 years that those conversations have taken place. I think what they do recognize is that the value of that particular location to part of its distribution system, I think that's important. And then the workforce, I think, is something that's very important to them, and the quality of the workmanship that we'll get from folks, both labor building the building, of course, which will be thousands of jobs, but also the number of jobs will be coming from the region. Certainly not just from the Churchill community, but from many of the surrounding regions, surrounding communities that, you know, the Woodland Hill School District, for example, to work with the kids. I think it's just, there's a symmetry there that I think that they recognize is important, and at the end of the day outweighs their decision to want to leave the area.
Okay, good. So we still got them on the hook. That's a good thing. And like you said, you know, the kids and, you know, workers in Braddock and Forest Hills and different regions along the river there, they're going to be some of the 1,000 or 1,500 people that are actually going to work in that fulfillment center.
Oh, there's no question. It's every community that surrounds the location, whether it be Wilkinsburg, Penn Hills, Braddock, North Braddock, Rankin, Forest Hills, Wilkins, you name it. Folks in those communities will be the ones who will be given preference for positions, and also the relationship that they intend to build with Woodland Hill School District as a feeder system, so to speak, for young kids coming out of high school and being able to go to work in the school, at the location. Looking at the STEM program that they're coordinating with and allowing these kids to work and go to college as well and pay for that. Those are the type of things that I think that we have to look at. However, we just can't forget about the other side of the conversation, which
Correct.
I think you've talked about a little bit. There are legitimate concerns that need to be addressed and have been addressed over the course of the past several a year or two. You know, traffic patterns, traffic flows, the volume of traffic, you know, environmental issues that need to be addressed. And I think that this is the process that allows that to take place that we're going through right now with this conditional use. The plan has been approved unanimously by the Planning Commission at Churchill. So, however, it came with about four pages of conditions that the developer must meet going forward, many of which and probably all of them will likely be incorporated, I suspect, into some final agreement along those lines, if there is one. But those all those issues need to continue to be addressed. The number of trees, the number of road changes, all those things are an integral part of this conversation, and that's what this process is designed for. And there have been a number of hearings, and I really applaud Churchill Council for taking the time to hear the issues that are raised by the neighbors and residents of the community, and they're being very thoughtful and very deliberate in their processing this information before they make a decision.
You're right. It is a process, and they have been doing a great job with it. On Monday, they had 150 people participate in a Zoom meeting. Last night, they had another public hearing as well about the redevelopment of the former Westinghouse site. That is going to be a massive project. You mentioned the crews that are going to be needed to build that project. It is 640,000 square feet. It's going to be a 4.5-story tall building, so bigger than what is over there now. They're not just retrofitting that building. They're going to sort of redevelop the whole thing. And this project, is going to be as big or bigger than Monroeville Mall.
I know that it's going to be a fairly significant structure, but I think what's important here is that the remediation of that site, I think, as we now know, that site was the site of a health department fine of over $1 million, the largest I think the county ever gave out because of the activities there. But the nature of the remediation that needs to take place is going to cost millions and millions of dollars. And I think that's going to be a benefit through this as well. And it has an environmental positive impact because that's going to be done going forward. But, yeah, it's going to be a site. But I think also because of the issues that have been raised by the residents in terms of, you know, buffer zones, in terms of sound walls, in terms of replacement of trees and things of that nature, I do think that it's not going to be a site that's going to be out of place, so to speak, on what we recognize to be there now.
And that's a very interesting point that you brought up about the remediation. So you have Amazon sort of foot the bill for that instead of the taxpayers in the future. I think that's probably a big win for people in our region. The other thing that I think is being overlooked here, Churchill Country Club is not too far away. That's going to be like a nature preserve now. I heard that's going to be a park of some sort. So if people are worried about the trees being cut up for the new facility for Amazon, you're actually gaining a park on that beautiful property that was Churchill Country Club, which could be redeveloped, could have been redeveloped as well.
Yeah, that now is in the hands of the Allegheny Land Trust. We work closely with them, the state officials and the like, and that'll be a nature park. We'll have some other amenities that'll be added to it as we go forward that'll benefit the community. And but also there's some activity in what's called the Black Ridge Civic Association. So there are those type of things. And I understand, again, these are things that I've picked up through this process. The tree issue is, I think, an important one. And I think the idea is going to be they're going to replace, I think, the 1,000 of the trees that are going to be removed, but also give the borough an opportunity to do 400 or 500 trees throughout the borough to compensate for the loss of some of the trees on that site. But then there'll be other replacement in the future as they go forward. So I think the concerns that people have raised, Kevin, have been very helpful. I think the developer has worked and will continue to work to be able to meet the request of the residents in the community who have concerns. So we're not there yet, but I think this dialogue, this discussion, this process is going to help drive it to a place. I would imagine at some point there'll be a decision, but I think what we know to be now may be different than what we know to be in the future.
So you're confident this can be a win-win-win for everybody in the region?
It can be, I think, but it has to recognize the concerns that the residents have raised. I mean, it's only a win-win-win if everybody recognizes that it's a good thing for not only Churchill, but the region as well. if we don't address the issues of the pollution, we don't address some of the other issues in an adequate fashion, then I think it could be, you know, could continue to be problematic. But, you know, on the traffic things, for example, the county, the state, and the local engineers have all signed off on the traffic plans. So that's a positive step. But there may be more that needs to be done in that space. With respect to the water runoff and the like, you know, they're 50% greater than what they're supposed to be in terms of eliminating water runoff. All those type of things, I think, actually benefit the community in that regard going forward, what we know it to be now. But more work needs to be done, more acknowledgement of these concerns need to be addressed, and I think that will take place over the course of time.
Well, you and your staff and also the Churchill Borough Council and also the citizens are all doing their job as well as Amazon. So thank you very much for the update. We truly appreciate your time. State Senator Jay Costa, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.